Well, of course, one of the side effects of the pandemic that we're hearing in the news is that people aren't going to hospital or their GPs to get any other symptoms and illnesses checked out. Now, just because there's a pandemic doesn't mean to say that other illnesses and diseases and troubles have gone away. I'm joined on the line by the Macmillan GP for Cambridgeshire, Dr. Oliver Stovin. Oliver, very good morning to you.
Morning.
And we're also talking on the line to a cancer sufferer, a man who's been through prostate cancer. That's Dave Marshall. Very good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Neil.
Morning. Let's start with you, Oliver. This whole thing is quite worrying, isn't it? This whole thing that people aren't going to their GPs, they're not going to hospital.
Yeah. So, I mean, the slogan that Macmillan has coined is that we're determined to ensure that cancer isn't the forgotten sea in pandemic. And certainly locally, we observed a 75% drop in cancer referrals as soon as COVID hit. And it's only now got back up to about 50-60% of our normal referrals. And we're encouraging any patient with any worrying symptom to contact their GP. And the GPs know that hospitals are open for all referrals for cancer symptoms to get checked out. And we want people to be referred and in the system.
Now, I mean, we've been doing this, we've had the lockdown now for the best part of 3 months, haven't we? And I'm guessing if you started having symptoms 3 months ago, that's 3 months wasted time, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, the ideal targets for all cancer care is that anyone with a cancer symptom should be seen within 2 weeks, should be diagnosed and start their treatment within 62 days of their first referral. So that was the target pre-COVID. COVID has certainly had a dramatic impact on the hospitals to be able to deliver that, and we're trying to address that. But we certainly want everyone in the system so we know where they are and can progress their diagnosis as quickly as possible.
Now, we all know that the symptoms of cancer can be wide and varied, can't they? But in a sort of rough nutshell, what sort of things should be causing people concern? What should people be? What's the first trigger to say you need to go and see your doctor about this?
I think if we're talking about prostate cancer, then one of the problems with prostate cancer is that there aren't any specific symptoms that work. So a lot of the symptoms that you present with are those that relate to your prostate enlarging. And it's so for men, it's things like going to the loo more often, difficulty starting to pee, not having a good stream when you pee. When you've got to go, you've suddenly got to go. When you're finishing, you finish with a dribble, getting up at night, those sort of things. Those are actually symptoms of your prostate enlarging. And the commonest cause of that is just what's called benign prostatic hypertrophy, with your prostate getting larger as you get older.
Right.
The trouble with that is then that you should go with those symptoms and get checked out, and your GP then is in a position to arrange tests in the way of a PSA, examining your back passage to check on your prostate and decide whether actually you have got something worrying about the growth in your prostate and need proper checking out. The symptoms that are directly caused by the cancer are really only when it's spread.
Oh, okay.
And that's too late. So it's these early symptoms that should get you to go to your GP and say, I just need to be checked out for my prostate because it's obviously causing me problems. Most people with those symptoms will not have cancer. But
right.
They do need to protect.
But that's the trouble, isn't it? I'm just going to bring Dave in at this point, because that's the trouble. As a man, I can confirm that by and large, we are always wary of going to the doctors, aren't we? I mean, women do seem to be much better at looking after their health in general than men. Dave, was that your story? Were you sort of like, nah, it's fine. Nah, it's all right.
Well, to be fair, Neil, I really had no idea that I had anything wrong with me. Way back in June 2018... I was perfectly fine. I was perfectly fit. Yes, I was overweight and bits and pieces, but I found myself, just as Oliver was saying, I found myself in, you know, at night getting up 3, 4, 5 times at night to go for a wee and bits and pieces, and a little bit of rectal bleeding, but nothing to worry about. Hey, that's nothing. You know, I'm getting old in age and I'm in bits and pieces. And I thought, well, I'll, I'll nip along to the doctor and see if there is anything wrong. I ended up having a biopsy, and that really started the whole ball rolling. They found out that I did have a growth in the prostate, and the prostate was enlarged, again, as Oliver says. And I simply went on monitoring program for 6 months, but things never got any better. And when I went back again for a treatment review, they found that my prostate had got a PSA level, it got even larger. So consequently, I ended up having scans and bits and pieces. And consequently, it was time to have treatment, really. And I was put on a hormone therapy treatment for 3 months and ended up having radiotherapy. Thankfully, of course, now I'm so much better. But that's as a result of getting tested early and being prepared to go to the doctor with some degree of symptoms. But as you say, I think most men are really not. I don't think men are frightened of going to the doctor, but they're weary of getting tested.
Sure.
Oliver said, you'll have a rectal examination. Well, not a lot of blokes like the idea of that sort of situation. So consequently, but that's one of the things you have to have done if indeed you're going to get tested and find out if you're fine or you're not fine. I got found out early.
Now, the trouble again is when you hear that word, when you hear the C word mentioned, you know that you're on a journey. You're at the start of a journey, don't you? This is rarely a quick fix, am I right? And so how did you prepare yourself for that journey, Dave?
In a sense, I was lucky because my wife, Christine, at that time was the chairman of the Cancer Services User Group at West Suffolk Hospital.
Right.
So in a way, I had a bit of an insight to the whole situation. And consequently, I had somebody pushing me quite hard from the back, really, saying, you must really get this checked out. Go and get it checked out. So I would urge every man that's over 40 to go, if they've got any symptoms whatsoever, go and get it checked out. There's a whole range of help. The Macmillan support group I found was absolutely superb at West Suffolk, and they do a great deal of help. Their information centre I found to be really useful at the hospital, and I've got nothing but praise from Macmillan from top to bottom, as well as the treatment I received at West Suffolk and at Addenbrooke's from our radiotherapy. I thought they were absolutely superb.
Oh, well, I mean, they've certainly earned their stripes over the past few months, that's for sure. So what about amongst your friends now, Dave? Are you a bit of an ambassador for this now? Is this your thing?
Well, it seems as if I've become a bit of an ambassador for it. All of a sudden, I found my name in the East Anglian and the Bury Free Press, and I didn't put myself forward to be an ambassador, but if I can persuade one more person, one more man to go and get themselves checked out for prostate cancer, I will be absolutely delighted. A couple of guys at the golf club, I've persuaded them to go and get a test. One has come back and he's found that he's got some degree of enlargement on the prostate. The other one's perfectly fine. But at least they know. They now know where they are. I would persuade everybody to do it. Far better to know what the situation is. If you leave it too late, it becomes too late.
Yeah, indeed. Well, thank you, Dave. Oliver, just coming back on that whole point, should you get regularly checked as you get older?
I mean, the issue with prostate cancer certainly is that there are some risk factors. So if you've got a family history of it, or also, which includes prostate in your brother, uncle's parent, father, or if your mother had breast cancer, you are at least twice as likely to get it. If you're black, you're twice as likely to get it. So those people certainly should consider having sort of slightly more regular checkups. The problem with the PSA test and doing it as a regular screening thing is that it's a very good blood test in some respects, but it's not great as a screening tool because it picks up too many people false positives and false negatives.
Right, right.
So it misses quite a lot of cancers, and it also tells people there's a problem when they haven't got one, because a lot of things can put your PSA up as well. So certainly, I mean, I think from the symptom point of view, going along is a must. That if you're particularly worried, then getting regular PSAs is certainly what a lot of the celebrity prostate cancer sufferers are advocating. And I think at the moment, the medical profession is slightly undecided as to how often and how useful really regular tests are. The other thing that's happened is the improvements in treatment. Almost everyone who's considered to have possible prostate cancer now gets an MRI scan first and targeted biopsies. So actually the full diagnosis of it is much better, and there's loads more treatment modalities that we can use as well.
Okay, and we're very clear at the moment that with the way the pandemic seems to be behaving, that there is capacity within the system, because people are worried about overloading the NHS. We know you guys have been under a huge strain for a long time, but at the moment, it's looking like we're okay. Is it? You'd recommend people do it?
We are getting back on track. We monitor the cancer referrals on a weekly basis in Cambridgeshire, and the three areas that haven't picked up as much as we'd like are urology, so that's the prostate, the bowel cancer, and actually some of the gynecological referrals. It's almost the ones with sort of slight bodily functions, right, that are maybe people are embarrassed under COVID to come forward. But we would encourage everyone with any symptom that they're worried about that is new to pick up the phone, arrange a phone appointment with your GP to start with to discuss it. You can get lots of useful information if you want off the Macmillan website at macmillan.org.uk. There's no COVID is not an excuse for not taking the rest of your health seriously. And secondary care is doing everything to make sure, that's the hospitals, that you can't catch COVID when you come there to have tests done.
There you go. You heard it from the horse's mouth. But for now, thank you. Dr. Oliver Stobin, one of the Macmillan GPs in Cambridgeshire. Dave Marshall, good luck, Dave. All the best for the future as well. Thanks for joining us today.